The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 17 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Shindia Silvestre, and here are your CJCN headlines. John Abbott College raises a new orange flag for Truth and Reconciliation Day. The Writers Guild of America reaches a tentative agreement with Hollywood Studios, and nurses demonstrate outside of Legault's office for better working conditions. This Saturday marks the third National Truth and Reconciliation Day, and this morning, John Abbott College raised a new orange flag in support of Truth and Reconciliation. Our reporter, Marique Glorieux-Streichmann, is on the scene.
So I'm in front of John Abbott College right now. There's a crowd of around 50 people that's dispersing since the speeches ended a couple minutes ago, and the new orange flag is flying above the main building. So there's a medicine wheel, an Inukshuk, and some feathers on it. And the wind is picking up beautifully. It's as perfect of a day as can be for this kind of event. So the flag was designed by an Indigenous student at John Abbott, and the raising of the flag marks the beginning of Truth and Reconciliation Week at the college. In future years, the flag is going to be raised like this for every single Truth and Reconciliation Week. I spoke with John Abbott's spokesperson, Rebecca Meloche, who told me Truth and Reconciliation is more than just a one-day thing. Kim Martin, Dean of Indigenous Education, told me the flag is an important symbol of reconciliation and of truth.
But often the word truth is left out of that. And it's so important to remember the truth of Indigenous peoples and the experience that we've had in Canada.
So what can people do to support Indigenous communities this week?
So this coming Saturday is Truth and Reconciliation Day. So people can wear an orange shirt to show support to Indigenous communities in Canada. There will be events in Montreal throughout the week, ending with a march on Saturday. The march is going to start at 1 p.m. at Monument Jean-Jétain Cartier.
Thank you, Marique. This was Marique Glorieux-Streichmann at John Abbott College. The Writers Guild of America reached a tentative agreement with studios, ending a 146-day-long strike. The details of the agreements are not public yet. Jiawei Hong reports. So, how has AI affected the film industry as a whole?
First of all, AI could effectively do script writing and pre-production, special effects, audience analysts, distribution with lower cost and the labor force. That's why people were mad about the payments and they've been strike for over 5 months already.
We know that the strike has been going on for 5 months. What progress have we seen in those 5 months?
So eventually, the WGA has eventually came into the tentative agreement on the strike for the first time within this 5 months, and over the issues, including the payments and the threats of the AI, and about 11,500 members of the WGA works off the job. Since May 2, over the issues of pay, the size of writing staff on shows and use the AI in the creation of script. But the actors who join the writers on the strike in July have their own issues, but there have been no discussion about resuming negotiation with the unions yet.
This was Jiawei Wong on the WGA strikes. Nurses in Montreal are working round the clock, but this time it is to fight for better working conditions and increased salaries. Nurses were protesting outside of Premier Legault's office all night. Adamant Palin reports. Adamant, what happened for Montreal nurses over the night?
Hundreds of nurses have camped and stayed the night in front of the constituency office of Quebec Premier François Legault in L'Assomption, Quebec, as a manifestation of their collective bargaining. They are planning to march through the streets of the municipality today.
Can you tell us more about the issues between the nurses and the government that led the nurses to protest?
Nurses are currently protesting for increased salaries and better working conditions. Over the last 5 years, nurses' salaries were raised by 9%, which does not cover inflation. FIQ treasurer Roberto Bomba says he wants salaries to be raised by 6% each year. On one side, unions say negotiations have not met their expectations. On the other side, the government asks unions to show more flexibility in their requests. Royal Victoria Hospital emergency nurse Nessa Trotto says she already knew going into nursing that the relationship between your professional body and the government wasn't one of respect. She says that as a nursing student, they are taught how undervalued and overworked they are. Trudeau says she plans on leaving the public healthcare system soon as it is putting a burden on her life and mental health. She believes this protest will lead to many more resignations.
So there's a direct correlation between working conditions and the health care that is provided to the population of Quebec.
So Ada, what happens next?
Nurses want their voices to be heard. Trudeau says this negotiation period really blew her expectations away. She complains that they were given cute words like guardian angels and thank yous, but not concrete proof that the government cares about them or what happens to the public healthcare system. Bomba says this protest could spark many other and eventually lead to a provincial protest.
As you know, it's extremely difficult negotiating with the government. So our members are becoming more motivated. They're determined. So we have to expect more and more rallies, manifestations.
This was Ada Malt on the nurses' protest. New French language requirements for international students is creating heated debates in Montreal, in Montreal's English-speaking universities. Camilla Lewandowski has more. What changes this policy is the government aiming for?
So the policy changes affects the PEQ, which is the Quebec Experience Program, and it allows international students to apply for permanent residency. But now the applicants must show an advanced intermediate level of French, which can be seen as a level 7, which is pretty high, and it applies to everyone, even the ones who have been here for a couple of years. So the goal is to increase, the government's goal, pardon, is to increase the international students' French levels.
What are the international students' reactions to this?
So I spoke with a few international students this morning. Here is from India, Chinmay, I'm sorry for the pronunciation, Onu, and she shares her thoughts.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, we are joining an English-based university, and why do we need to take a French exam?
So she did not know about this. This is pretty preoccupying. It means that the international student community is not aware of these new policy changes. It's very preoccupying. And I also spoke with a Francophone, and even Francophones don't agree with the new policy. This French international student, Niveau Lambert, explains.
There might be some better way to do it than just forcing people.
What does this mean for future international students?
So this will deter international students to actually apply to Montreal universities. We're just losing potential talent.
Next, Laval Police will see an increase in their budget. Zunaya Anis has more.
The Laval Police will get $20 million over 5 years. This money is the part of Stratégie Québécoise contre lutte de la violence armée, CENTRA. This program started in 2019. The funding will be used for hiring of new police. This morning, in a press release, the mayor of Laval, Stéphane Boyer, said, "This city needs more police presence to increase the feeling of safety in this city." The Public Security Minister, François Morandel, also added, "The fight against the armed violence is the top priority of our government."
If you had a rocky Sunday night, you're not the only one. A 3.5 magnitude earthquake was felt around Montreal, Longueuil, Mascouche, and Repentigny around 8 p.m. last night. The depth of the earthquake was 10 kilometers. The earthquake did not cause any damages. Jewish leaders across Canada are condemning the decision to honor a 98-year-old soldier who fought for the 1st Ukrainian Division. Speaker of the House Anthony Rota invited the veteran during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to the Canadian Parliament last Friday. It was later revealed that the unit was an SS voluntary unit under the control of the Nazis. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs condemned the choice. In a statement published to X, the group said it cannot stay silent when crimes committed against the Holocaust are whitewashed. Rota apologized yesterday to Jewish communities across Canada. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police has scheduled the demolition of the last of its structures on Roxham Road today. The centre is located close to the town of Hemmingford in the eastern townships, about 50 kilometres south of Montreal. It was built to mitigate migrants crossing on foot who were seeking asylum. The road was shut down in late March after a deal was reached between the United States and Canada to end a loophole in the 2004 Safe Third Country Agreement. People seeking asylum can no longer apply for refugee status through official ports of entry like Roxham Road, and instead must apply for refugee status in the first country they enter. The Milieu Institute for Arts, Culture, and Technology is launching its annual expo today. The exhibition is a display of works created by their members, which includes students and faculty of Concordia and McGill University. The theme this year is the Commons. Arts reporter Lola Gomez has more. Lola, who's coordinating the event?
So the event is coordinated by Hans Wilhelm Torres, Celia McKinnon, and Puneet Jain. They're all members of the Milieu who were brought in to coordinate the variety of work ranging from photography, video, panels, documentary screenings, and more that the members have created.
I think just encouragement and inspiration, you know. Milieu has so many great and exciting members who are all doing really innovative things, so I hope they just leave inspired.
Can you elaborate on the theme?
So the theme is Commons. And how we can cohabitate with each other, whether that be in a physical space or the digital realm.
What is the Milieu?
The Milieu is formed from seven different research clusters that exist at Concordia University. They're based on the 11th floor of the EV building, and they're there to support research that addresses technology, culture, and the arts.
That was Concordia arts reporter Lola Gomez. In NFL news, fans had a lot to cheer about in Miami last night as the Dolphins scored a historic 70 points against the Denver Broncos. It's the most points scored by an NFL team since 1966. If music is more your speed, you'll be able to hear Usher's hits take center stage at the 2024 Super Bowl. The game is scheduled for February 11th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. There are sunny skies ahead for this afternoon with a high of 20 degrees. The weather this week will hover between 10 and 20 degrees until this weekend when there may be chance of some rain. That's your news. Thanks for listening. For CJCN, I'm Geneviève Sylvestre.